Good evening, and thank you for joining us for the second quarterly community safety meeting of the year. I would like to start by reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. To start, we will begin with a word from our Deputy Chief of Police, Mike Swarzynski.
Thank you, Officer Drake. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for being here. As the weather improves, I want to briefly highlight the ways we can all work together to keep our neighborhoods safe. With more people walking, biking, awareness on all sides is key. Drivers, please start. Please stay alert for pedestrians, especially in crosswalks, residential areas, near parks and schools. Pedestrians use crosswalks to stay visible and avoid distractions. Cyclists, e-scooters, and e-bike riders follow traffic laws and use lights at night. Helmets are strongly encouraged. Officer Drake will cover some of the state and local regulations that govern these devices. Public safety depends on strong communication between residents and law enforcement. Meetings like this help us stay connected. So please continue to share your questions and concerns. Thank you for your time and commitment to our community. I'll now turn it back over to I'll actually turn it over to Detective Sergeant Justin Labriola, who will talk about some crime trends.
Good evening, everyone. I want to thank everybody who's here in attendance, as well as everyone who is tuning in at home. Three things I just wanted to go ahead and discuss, and typically these are all seasonal items. Each quarterly meeting, I try to touch on a couple of different reminders. The first one is, since the summer is approaching, more people are out and about, which brings me to the younger generation who have a tendency sometimes to leave their bikes unlocked. I know my kids do as well. So with that being said, make sure that you do register your bicycles with the village. That is one way that we're able to track your bike. If it does go missing or if it's stolen, we have the ability to see if that bicycle was pawned and who it was pawned by. That's going to give us an opportunity to get yours or your child's bike back. Including the bicycles are always the habits that we try to break. Sometimes we leave our garage doors open. Sometimes it's the kids. Sometimes it's ourselves, and things accidentally or purposely go missing from the garages. So you want to make sure to have the serial numbers for those items as well. If you do see the garage open or you see the neighbor's garage open, if you don't feel comfortable with shutting it, reach out to the police department. We'll be more than happy to shut it to make sure that it's secure. And occasionally we will leave a crime hazard alert just notifying you that we did shut your garage. Summertime is also a time when the kids are out of school and families have a tendency to go on extended vacations. And we have a platform here through Frontline on the Village's website that you can add your vacation as a vacation watch. So therefore, we as the police department will keep an extra watch on your residence while you're gone and make sure that we monitor that everything is okay while you're away and enjoying your vacation. The last bit I want to include is a trend that we've seen in the past, and we actually experienced this last week. We did make an arrest of three individuals who claimed to be doing some work in the area. They approached one of our residents and told her that they would repave her driveway and her sidewalk for her. The work was not only not up to par, it was just flat out illegal. They claimed to have poured 40 pounds of concrete, and what they did was just put a sealant over the top. This is illegal. And if you do have anybody who approaches you claiming that they're going to do work on your residence, make sure you call us. There shouldn't be anybody going door to door, anybody who approaches you to solicit work without prior knowledge from you as the homeowner. And this is something that they've done in the past. There's the potential that they'll pose as the water department, or they will claim that they are cutting trees maybe in your backyard for the neighbors. They work for the cable company or the electric company. And fact of the matter is anytime you feel suspicious, just reach out to us and we'll make sure that it's valid or not. So if you do have any questions, do not hesitate to reach out to me. My email and phone number is available on the village's website, and feel free to just write me an email. That's the easiest way to get a hold of me if I'm not in the office, and I'll be sure to respond to you as quickly as possible. Any questions in the audience? All right. Thank you and have a great night.
Deputy Clerk Masella, do we have any questions from our online viewers?
No.
Is our presenter here yet? All right, I'm going to move along and give him some time in case he is caught up. Hopefully, we will be able to hear from him soon. I would like to start, and I apologize if we have a new clicker. All right, so I'm going to go over some of River Forest Police Department's free services. We typically talk about this each meeting. We just like to remind our residents that these are available. We have the Emergency ID Bracelet Program. Frontline, as Detective Sergeant Labriola discussed, it has overnight parking, the vacation watch, and key holder portals on there. A lot of different opportunities for people to utilize any of these different services. We have our bike registrations, which can be done through that exact portal there. The residential security surveys, a free service that we offer if people are looking for information about their homes, different things that they could maybe improve upon to make that security greater. We still have an abundance of Hyundai and Kia steering wheel locks available. We are providing si a child safety seat inspections while we do that annual event in September for National Seat Check Saturday. It is still something that both we and the fire department provide here at Village Hall throughout the year. We have gun locks available for any community members that are interested. The River Forest Community Safety Programs, as well as the Too Good for Drugs program that is run in all of the various elementary and middle schools in the community. Those are both underway. I am the one responsible for giving those presentations, and we're kind of in the thick of it right now, wrapping up with Roosevelt Middle School this week. So those programs will be coming to an end, but it has been a great opportunity to be able to talk to the different grade levels about some of the things that we're seeing in the community. And I'll discuss one of those in just a minute regarding e-bikes and e-scooters. We do have the Junior Citizens Police Academy on there, another free service we offer, which brings me to our upcoming events. That will be held July 13th through July 17th this year. It is 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. here at Village Hall. This is a free camp for River Forest and Oak Park residents ages 10 to 15. If you are interested in applying, please either reach out to me or you can reach out to Oak Park Police Department if you are an Oak Park resident. We still have openings available for that. That was posted this week, and spaces do typically fill up rather quickly. So if that's something you're interested in, please take the time to look into that now rather than later. Before that, we do have our Cop on a Rooftop event. So for the last 23 years, Duncan has partnered with local law enforcement agencies and to raise money for a Torch Run fundraiser, which benefits the Special Olympics athletes of Illinois. We have done this the past 3 years in conjunction with the Forest Park Police Department at their Duncan location on Madison Street. We will be doing that there again this year. It is going to be Friday, May 15th from 5 a.m. until noon. Last year in 2025, collectively, $1.25 million was raised, and there were 379 different locations that this event took place at. So please, if you're going to stop for your morning coffee anyways, please come see us. It's always a great event, and hopefully we will have some of the athletes there to spend the day with us also. I wanted to talk briefly about the Illinois Traffic Safety Challenge. This is something that the River Forest Police Department has submitted in the years past. This year, it is not due until May, so it's still in the works, but I wanted to go over some of the main topics that we've done some research into and just kind of highlight those. Many officers received different award certificates for their performance throughout the 2025 year. These were presented by Chief James Greenwood during roll call. You are able to see there, we had three officers that received Outstanding Occupant Protection Enforcement Awards. We had four that received Outstanding Impaired Driving Enforcement Awards, 10 different officers for Outstanding Speed Enforcement, and then we had three for Outstanding Distracted Driving Enforcement. It's important that we make sure that we recognize their efforts and everything that they've done throughout the past year, and I'm fully confident that next year we'll have even more numbers and more officers added to those different lists. This is just a graph showing that in 2025, the police department made a total of 3,735 traffic stops, and it shows you the results there. 3,000, over 3,000, which were state citations issued. It resulted in 377 traffic arrests, 647 written warnings, almost 700 compliance citations, and then 31 different DUI arrests. Here, we do use an electronic ticket writing software program in order to issue citations. This allows us to closely monitor and track each of the different types of citations that we've issued throughout the year. Speeding continues to be a top moving violation for which motorists receive citations. You can see that there is speeding a few different categories up there. We have 15 to 20 above the limit, 21 to 25 above the limit was another category. 161 different citations issued for driving while license is suspended, disregarding stop sign citations, improper traffic lane usage, over 400 citations for individuals operating motor vehicles that were suspended for non-insurance. And then in turn, we have 616 citations that were issued for operating an uninsured motor vehicle. So this just shows the breakdown of our, that those aren't all the citations, but the majority are the most common that were written in the last year. Through the Traffic Safety Challenge, we also wanted to highlight some of our newer technology. We have a Star Chase system that we began the implementation in 2024. Many officers, including command staff, the detectives unit, and then some of our sergeants, received the initial operator course citation. This technology will be extremely beneficial. It'll prove itself to be extremely beneficial as it allows us to deploy a tracking tag onto fleeing or wanted vehicles, eliminating a lot of the risks that are associated with vehicle pursuits, including crashes, injuries, liability. It allows us to control the tracking and prioritize that rather than the immediate apprehension of suspects. So it's a safer way to be able to apprehend those individuals and/or track their vehicles. We have put additional officers through training, in-service training, so that way they can be operators. And this is mounted on, I apologize for not knowing the exact number, but at least four of our frontline squads, which are the ones that are typically deployed on the street for each of our patrol shifts. So they are out there. We are ready to use them and are excited for the benefits that they can provide. We wanted to discuss e-bikes and e-scooters tonight, as this has been throughout the past years just kind of an increasing issue as they become more widely used. It can be very confusing with the different laws that are in place regarding these types of vehicles. So this is a chart that we have created explaining what each is in the different, not only Illinois vehicle laws, but combined with the River Forest local ordinances. So while Illinois vehicle law may say one thing, River Forest, the municipal code, is able to enact ordinances that are the same, if not higher, restrictions. Some of the main points that I wanted to go over is that for those under 16 years of age, the only types of bikes that they are able to utilize are the class one and class two e-bikes. So they classify these different types based on the wattage of the motor, the maximum speed, whether it's pedal assist or pedal and throttle. So those are all listed on there. In order to drive a class three e-bike, they have to be 16 or older. When it comes to e-scooters, one of the biggest misconceptions that I've seen, and when talking to kids about this in the schools, is that they are all surprised to hear that you have to be 18 or older in order to operate both low speed and high speed electric scooters. Like any other legislation, this is subject to change as time goes on. There have been different bills that have been partially passed, and we might see some changes in these laws in the coming months or within the next year. Should that happen, we will make sure that we update this information so that everyone has a current chart as to what the expectations and the different laws and ordinances are. However, this is the most up-to-date one, and it's also reflected on the Village of River Forest website if people would like to take a look at that. Helmets, a big one I want to remind people is that for any riders under 16 years old, they are required. This is for bicycles, any type of scooters, e-bikes. We are going to be starting an enforcement period where initially we want to make sure that we are educating both the juveniles and their parents, guardians, their adults at home about the different laws, because while we understand it may be difficult to piece together some of the different parts, that's where we're going to begin. Once we are done having done that once, we are going to have to move on to different types of enforcement efforts. And this is really just to make sure that we keep them safe. There have been a number of incidents recently where we have received calls from concerned citizens. I've had school staff approach me when I'm in the schools regarding the behavior that they've seen while certain groups are riding through River Forest on these e-bikes and e-scooters. And ultimately, their safety is our number one priority, as I know it is most of the communities. And we just want to make sure that everyone understands what the rules are so we can help keep them safe. Another big one that's kind of a flat line across is that none of these are permitted on sidewalks. And then underneath on the bottom of that chart, they do have specific areas that are permitted for use. I'm not going to go through each one. Like I said, this is on the village website and it'll be updated. Every time that there's any kind of a change, we are going to make sure that we stay on top of updating it so that way everyone has the newest information. I'm going to check one more time. Do we have anyone on Zoom? We do not. I apologize. We do not have our guest speaker this evening. I know that they were looking forward to sharing their information about the River Forest Community Bike Exchange. I will not do it justice, but I will just say that we had the pleasure of being a part of that this year. It was the sixth annual. It took place, I believe, April 12th. It was at Roosevelt Middle School. It is, like I said, the River Forest Community Bike Exchange in collaboration with the D90, District 90's Green for Good Committee. It's a great event. It's always a great turnout. People are able to bring bikes that their children have outgrown or different bike accessories and bring them in, and they can trade them in for something newer, something upgraded that seems to fit them better. We are there as the police department. We are there to register bikes. That's the one time that we do that in person on site rather than having people go through the village website. So hopefully we can have them join us at an upcoming meeting so they can go over all of the numbers. I believe we registered, I want to say, 53 bikes. Like I said, I don't have the number, but that sounds about right. 53 or so bikes, which, as Detective Sergeant Labriola mentioned, it helps us and you in the event that the bike is lost, stolen, or anything like that. So my information is up there. I'm Officer Megan Drake. Please feel free to reach out to me if there are any questions about the Junior Citizens Police Academy that's coming up, or if there are any questions about any of the other free services we offer. This was a shorter meeting, but I appreciate everyone joining us tonight, and I hope everyone is able to enjoy the rest of their night.